God is good, and he's worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. I stand on that testimony today. We're getting closer to the word of God that we can share with you. We get excited about that. As always, I tell persons, what are you going to preach this Sunday? I'm preaching a word that's helped me, that I believe will help you. So stay tuned to the word of God. Our choir is going to prepare our hearts for the word.
I just want to say that I love you.
my. I love you, Jesus, because you first love me. That is what it's all about. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. I came by to encourage you in the Lord today. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come today, we thank you for your darling son, Jesus Christ, who died our souls to save. As we come to proclaim your word today, it is our prayer that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a word from the Lord, in fact, a passage that we have become familiar with from even last time. It's found in the book of Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter and verse number 8. Deuteronomy 31 and 8. And it reads, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Road Trip, The Journey and the Destination, Part 2. Road Trip, The Journey and the Destination, Part 2. Let's recap for a second. I know with your favorite television programs, if you miss the episode, you got to go back. I do sometimes. I'll read episodes over and over again. But let's recap from last week in part one. We really got a chance to tune in to some of Moses' sermons that he was sharing with the people of God as they made their way to the promised land. This land flowing with milk and honey, it was God's promise to them. And there was a takeaway or two that I want to share that came out of our last setting. And really talking about the presence of God. Amen. So it says, the Lord himself. That's very personal. It's not someone else, but he didn't send someone in his stead. But the Lord himself goes before you, and you need that on life's journey, and he will be with you. That was just a blessing to me, even all week. And I'm thankful that you have not taken an exit, that you've not bailed out, but that you've kept your eyes on your promised land. If you've traveled up and down the interstate throughout your life journey, I don't know about you, but those miles seem very long when you see 200-300 miles to go. And as you keep going, you'll find that this time you're getting that much closer. And so the people of God have been in a position to where they're going someplace. They're on a literal road trip, a journey, trying to reach their destination. And perhaps you're on a journey. Life will take you on some journeys, but it's how you travel. It's who you travel with. And knowing that the Lord himself is before you and that he's also with you gives you a kind of blessed assurance. Amen. I'm glad about that today. But let's shift a little bit for today and talk about God's protection.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
God's protection says he will never leave you nor forsake you. And let's just stop there. We'll pick it up and unpack it in a minute. Maybe you bought a bus and you bought a train, an automobile, you bought an appliance. And when you buy them, you're tempted not to get it. But they'll say, do you want a warranty on this? Just in case something breaks. It's going to cost you extra, but you want that peace of mind that if the thing blows up, you can take it back and say, listen, I paid $9.99 more for this protection. Amen. And we need that. It's for life's just in case. And I want you to know today, that's the word I want you to keep in your spirit, that God will protect us along our journey, along our challenge. And know that in God's protection plan, he protects us from all hurt, all harm, and all danger. Let me ask you, has he protected you? Has he kept through the seen and unseen dangers? And you can testify today that God, You've been with me.
Amen.
There were times in my life I didn't know where I was going. My life GPS was out of whack. But you kept me on the straight and the narrow. To God be the glory. So let's unpack this. I will never leave you. I will never leave you. It's not even God's thought. I will never leave you. When you're leaving to go someplace, it's a choice. Maybe you got a new job. Maybe you're moving to a new location. Maybe you're retiring. But in those situations, folk will bring you a cake. They'll bring you a balloon. They'll bring you a card. It's a farewell party. I mean, you just happen to have a situation where you left. And I think we've all moved from places to places. Every place I left pretty much said, all right, man, let's have a goodbye party. Why? Because you're leaving. Amen? But in God's economy, in God's world, he says, I will never leave you. Other folk may leave and you may find a void in your life, but he says, I will never leave. He told Moses to tell the people in so many words that never means never. That's a strong word. Amen. I often hear within the public relations field, if there's a disaster and the response is, this is something that will never happen again. And they say that very boldly. It's a catch word in public relations. I'm thinking to myself, they can't really assure that. Only God can say never. And he doesn't in this case. John 14 and 18, we look at Jesus. He's talking with his disciples. He says, you know what? I will never or I will not leave you comfortless. I'm making transition, but the Holy Spirit will come and replace the void that you think that I've left in your life. I will come to you. And so we're not Jesus, but when persons leave, there might be a void. But when Jesus makes the transition in this case, going back to the Father, he's saying, you will not be disturbed, fidgety. You will not be comfortless. So what? I will send the Comforter. Man, that's in the fine print of God's protection plan. I don't know about you, but you ever get to a point in life where you don't feel comfortable and you're on edge? But he says you will have the Holy Spirit with you. I can feel the Holy Spirit right now. He'll be with you. Amen. He will lead you and he will guide you. Well, okay, we talk about leaving. But it says also, if we go back to this next slide, it said, John, it says, I will never forsake you, leave you nor forsake you. And that is a difference. Mm-hmm. When you forsake someone, you kick them to the curb.
Well,
When you forsake someone, you've abandoned them. Wow. When you forsake someone, you've deserted them. When you forsake someone, you have left entirely. Ever happened to you that something came about in your situation and you felt that you were forsaken? You felt like somebody had wronged you. Amen? And maybe you wrong someone. But when God looks at our situations, if he promises to be on the road trip with us, he won't leave us on the side of the road.
My Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You ever been on a trip and to God be the glory? We've been going for years. Thank you, Lord. No flat tire. But sometimes the car breaks down. Sometimes things happen along the road and you can't get anybody. You feel kind of forsaken. Cell phone out, battery low, situation is bad. But thank God, he says, on this trip of life, I will not forsake you. I won't do you the world the way the world does you. I won't do you the way even in your own situation, the family. Psalm 27 and 10. It says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up.
Well,
amen. Say when they do, which means that there's a possibility. But when this happens, when your ride and die partner, when this happens, when your best buddy from high school, when this happens, from your friend from the neighborhood, when this happens, the Lord says, I will not leave you alone and I won't forsake you. Oh, thank you, God. Again, you might forsake him, but he will not forsake you. Then the Lord will take me up. Then the Lord will pull me up? And did he not pull you out of the muck and the miry clay? Okay, I'll just testify then. Okay. He pulled you from some places. He pulled you from some people for a particular reason. Amen?
Amen.
I will not leave you nor forsake you. And then we get into some of the commands. And so in that same passage, he will never leave you nor forsake you. And here's some of the commands. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Let's just deal with the afraid part. Amen. That's what you ought to have in your glove compartment. That sense that the Lord is with you. The journey is filled with detours. You know, we start out one way in life and we don't know how the road is going to go. We don't know what we're going to face along life's journey. Perhaps you can testify to that. You had your 2-year, 5-year, 10-year plan. It didn't work out. Life happened and you had to adjust. Amen?
Amen.
The trip can be dangerous. The trip can be fearful, but know that the Lord is with you. He's saying, I'm not suggesting you don't be afraid. He says, I'm telling you, do not.
Amen.
Don't you be afraid. But God, you don't understand what I'm going through. Don't you be afraid. But you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Oh, yes, he does. But he's always with you, even to the end of the earth. This sense of fear. One of my favorite passages, Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will. Well, go ahead. I got the audience just saying it. Maybe you memorize what. And so there it is. You know it. I'll stop it right there. But we know that in the midst of our uncertain moments, that God is with us. I don't care how big and bad you are. You've been afraid. I don't care how tough you look. You've shaken in your boots.
Oh, yeah.
And when you get on life's journey, you don't know what is going to happen. But he says, do not be afraid. Moses, tell the people, I said, don't shake. Tell the people, I said, I've got this. Amen. That's the Tim Tuden version of this. Let them know that on their journey, as they go toward their destination, that I will be with them. Amen. It's all in God's protection plan. But there's another part of this. It says, and do not be discouraged. Amen. Do not be discouraged. The next slide up talks about this sense of discouragement. And I tell you, people will discourage you along the way.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, they will they'll talk about you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll stab you in the back. You'll lose faith. You'll become upset and you'll be pulling your hair out. Why? Because you're discouraged. You have lost faith. You've lost confidence. And you know that there are people out there, they've already signed up to discourage you. They've been assigned to discourage you. They signed up to be assigned to be discouraging.
Well.
Debbie Downers, haters, can find nothing right about what you're doing. I don't know. If it were me, I wouldn't do it. Come on now. That's called discouragement. We all know somebody that way. Just, I don't know. And guess what? And we've been that way. Oh, I love flipping the script. We've been discouraging to someone. Just encourage a person. Amen.
Amen.
There are people who are certified members of the discouragement club. Yeah, they've been certified to discourage you.
Well,
there are people right now who are posting on your timeline on Facebook something discouraging.
My God.
There's somebody, and people get real bad. I've seen billboards where people have discouraged people knowing that Johnny goes to work this way. I'm going to discourage him. But don't you lose hope today. God tells Moses to tell the people, do not be discouraged. And you want to avoid discouraging people. You see him say, excuse me, I'm going to go this way. And they're coming in the break room to discourage you. Say, listen, I don't need to hear that today. You know, put your ear pods in. So you don't want to hear that kind of discouragement. And David is an example of someone in the Bible who had all kinds of things going on in his life. Many challenges. And he wasn't looking for somebody to discourage, you know, to help him out. He says what? But David encouraged himself in the Lord. He didn't wait for somebody to call him. His situation looked very gloomy. But he says, listen, I know how to get into a corner and say, thank you, Jesus. I know how to pull off the side of the road and say, Father, I'm going to give your name some praise right now. You got to have your own praise party, a long life's journey to encourage yourself. Because you'll be waiting. So I should have got this encouragement by now. Last time they encouraged me. Just encourage yourself. Amen. My testimony in broadcasting and being in a career where I've covered, you know, world leaders and national leaders and local and state leaders. But there's one thing you find when you cover important people. They usually have a detail, a security. Amen. It's called executive protection. That means that you'll show up at the location and somebody will show up to kind of check the place out. And then the main person will show up. And then somebody comes and it shows up with them. I've covered a few presidents in my time. They send somebody to the neighborhood a week ahead of time to check it out. And by the time the president gets there, man, there's executive protection. You can't slap five. You can't say, how you doing? I've been running the White House before because I was trying to get a wave in with somebody from Baltimore. I told the story. But know that there's executive protection. But aren't you glad today that there's eternal protection? Amen.
Amen.
There's protection that God gives us. The story is told of John Patton. He was a missionary on an island near New Guinea. And there he was, he and his family, just trying to win somebody for Jesus Christ. And that's what we're called to do. And on one evening, their particular area that they were staying was surrounded. And some of the tribesmen there had threatened to burn the place down, threatened to kill them. Can you imagine? You're on the mission field trying to tell somebody about Jesus. You thought your job was hard in trying to win one. And all of a sudden, they begin to pray unto God. It's a matter of life and death. The Pattons went to sleep that night praying, God, be with us. And so the next morning they woke up and there was nothing there. And so a year later, the chief of that tribe was talking with them, and he had won that person for Jesus. They saved now, the same old chief. He says, let me ask you a question. About a year ago, we were inside and there were threats to burn the place down. They were going to kill us. What happened? And the chief says, well, we got there and we noticed that there at the house, there were all kind of activity going on. There were big men in shining garments and they were drawing their swords out. And so what that means is that God had set back up in the spirit. And so no matter what you're going through in life, on your journey, know that God will protect you.
Yeah.
Know that God has a protection plan. He was beaten that we might be protected.
Amen.
He was abused that we might be protected on life's journey. He was hung on an old rugged cross so that we might be protected along life's way. He was buried in a borrowed tomb so that we might be protected. Oh, you know what I'm getting to. On the third day morning, he arose with all power in his hands. It's all a part of the protection plan. And then guess what? He's coming back to claim its own. So be not dismayed, whatever betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. Yes, he will. Has he ever taken care of you? My God, as I stand before you by way of this medium, he's taking care of me right now. Amen. I thank God today that through seen and unseen dangers, he's taking care of me. And don't you know he'll take care of you? Don't you pull over. Stay on the road of life. Don't you stop. Don't let anybody discourage you, but keep pressing toward the highway. Amen. It's a highway to heaven, and none shall walk up there but the pure in heart. And so when you find yourself discouraged along life's journey, say, wait a minute. I think I got to protect. Wait a minute. It's a protection. Wait a minute. That when folks start messing with you, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You start looking for the protection plan and say, you know what? I've been protected. I've been protected by his peace. I've been protected by his joy. It's all in the protection plan. My God, I'm excited today. That is the word of God.
Right.
It's already blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Road trip. The journey and the destination. Our choir has an invitation song. Your soul say today, and I don't want to rush this time. It's the most important time of the message, and that is to tell you about Jesus Christ and what he can do for you if you would but accept him. You might want the plan for protection in your life, but you need the plan of salvation. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, and when you begin to accept that and believe it in your heart that God, you did send your son, Jesus Christ, is what we believe. We believe.